First of all, the learning tonight, first and foremost, should be Lili Nishmas, Mordechai Bennett's mother. Levaya was earlier today. Pesachana, Pastor of Moshe. Those of us who were at the Levaya, you heard the words from each of her children of what a tzaddikus she was. What an incredible mother she was. It was an incredible chizuk as a father. Try to be a parent the way she was a parent, listening to her children. Mirat Hashem, all the words of Torah should be Lil Nishmasa, should be a schus for a neshama, and should be made Litzah Yeshara for an entire beautiful mishpacha. To Zoyche, Bekar of Mamish, to Tchese Mason, to Gula Shleima, and here be Meno. Also, the Torah should be Lerfu Shleima, Lerfu Shleima for Gittel Toiva, Bazissel, Shavafuos, Yeshuos, Bekarov, as well as Mordechai Yaakov Yudah Ben Rivka, B'soich Shar Chel Yisrael, all Rufus and Yeshuas. I want to just thank as well Zev Daniel for the delicious potato kugel, the long line of Solomon potato kugels. Deeply appreciate all the Gashmias to elevate the Ruchnis. So we're in very, very, very important days, very chashuv days, the days of Elul, trying to prepare for the din, trying to prepare for the Am Narayim, trying to prepare for the important days that are coming upon us. And one of the ways that we add to our lives during these days to be mechazik ourselves, to be mis'ayur us, is to be saying a kapitel tehillim in our davening twice a day in shachris, some of us in mincha, some of us in ma'ariv, v'l'david Hashem ayiriv yishi. If you read the words, they're very, very beautiful words that we could understand, of yearning, of shifti, beveis Hashem, kol yimei chayai. Say, achas shu'alti me'eis Hashem, oisa v'akish. Achas shu'alti me'eis Hashem, oisa v'akish, shifti beveis Hashem. This is an obvious question we all have to ask, it's something we've spoken about before. The words oisa v'akish are completely redundant and unnecessary. Acha sha'alti meis Hashem. There's one thing I ask of Hashem, shifti beveis Hashem. That I should dwell in the home of Hashem, in the house of Hashem. I should feel close to Hashem, I should be close to Hashem. As we all know, when we feel close to Hashem and we are living with Hashem, all is good. It's when we feel distant from Hashem, when we don't feel that we're living in the home of Hashem, that suddenly we feel tzaras in our life, and we feel sadness in our life, and difficulty in our life. So, acha sha'alti meis Hashem, shifti beis Hashem, kol yimei chayei. What the words, oisa v'akesh. There's one thing I ask of Hashem, that which I will ask. Shifti. The words, oisa v'akesh, are completely superfluous. Why does David HaMelech put them there in Tehillim Chaf Zayin? So one answer we've given before is a beautiful, just beautiful chizik in tefillah. Is the emes is that we daven for different things. Each and every one of us has different tefillos that we're davening for. Yes, we say the same words as far as what was Mabeah from the Anshei Knesset Gedolah, but ultimately our tefillos, which are kulo from our lev, and hopefully flowing from our lev with proper kavana, each and every one of us has different tefillos. Each and every one of us has different things we need to be davening for, we want to be davening for, different issues in our life, different things that we are thankful for in our lives. And sometimes we're davening, and sometimes we have Baruch Hashem Yeshuos and Refuos, and that. And sometimes we're davening and we don't see the Yeshua and Refua. But the emes is, if you stop and you think about it, do we really even know what we should be davening for? Do any of us even know what's best for us? We think we have Rabbos Machshavos Belevish. We think we know what's best for us. You know, a person takes upon a particular job, and they think it sounds like the best job and a great parnas, and then, you know, you wake up 6 months later, and you're like, what did I get myself into? I want a totally different job. Rabos machshavetz belevish v'atzas Hashem yisakum. I don't know what's best for me. I think I know what's best for me. A guy is dating someone, you're going to daven that I should end up with this person. Maybe it's not the best person for you. Maybe that shouldn't be your basharit. Maybe that's not someone that's going to complete you and help you grow and be besimcha and have beautiful children and a beautiful bias. So what's the ultimate tefillah? The highest tefillah should be, and again, you have to be on such a level. I'm not saying that we can't daven for what we think is best for us. Of course we can, and we should. But the highest tefillah is, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, just give me best, what's best for me. I'm throwing it back at you, Rabbeinu Shalom. Meaning, I'm going to daven to HaKadosh Baruch Hu to just do whatever's best for me. I trust you. I have emunah bitachon that whatever you're going to decide, do what's best for me. Bring me that job, and bring me that shidduch, and bring me that chavrusa, and bring me that level of parnasa, whatever is ultimately best for me. So David Melech says, Acha shu'alti meis Hashem. There's only one thing that I ask of Hashem. There's only one thing I daven for. Oisa avakesh. That which I should be davening for. Acha shu'alti meis Hashem. Oisa avakesh. That which I should be davening for. So it's a big chizik in tefillah, and these are definitely big days of tefillah, of how to daven, how we should be davening with that level of amunah bitachon b'ez Hashem Yisbarach. And to whether we're davening here, whether we're davening Uman, or whether we're davening Yishlayim or Kodesh, don't forget, it's the same Eibishter. You know, some of us in this room, we had this chus to be for Yom Norayim in very beautiful places, and maybe this year you have plans to be Yom Norayim, and you're looking at yourself, you're like, that's the last place I want to be, in that shul, in that makom. And like, I know I'm going to be sitting next to people that are going to be talking the whole time, and it's going to be Baal Tefillah that I think the worst of, and it's going to be Ichreis the Shunos, right? When you daven, it's you and the Eibishter. And the Eibishter lives here as well. And you could have just as high tefillahs, Ichveistish, whatever city, whatever town, whatever shul it is, as you could have at the Kaisel Maravi, and as you could have in Uman by Rav Nachman, or you could have wherever it might be. Don't ever forget that. With those kavanas and that machshavas, oisa vakish. And these are definitely big days of tefillah. But I want to share a different idea. A lot of the Torah I'm sharing these days is based on Torah I've been learning from Rav Shmuel Brazil. He has a very beautiful sefer, and El Mamish has changed my life this year. And he says a different vart in what it means, Acha Shalti Meis Hashem. He says a different vart. And the Torah just happens to be that I was preparing this week, not even knowing. I didn't realize till earlier today when one of my Talmidim left me a message. It was Yecheskel Shrier, that today was the Yartzeit of Simcha Bunim Sheshcha. Today is the Yartzeit of Simcha Bunim. So of course, that was the Torah that we're going to share tonight from Simcha Bunim, even though I had no idea it was his Yartzeit. So Simcha Bunim says as follows. Says there's a pasuk in Koheles. Al in Perek Zayin pasuk Yud. Al Toimer mehayu shebiyamim harishonim hayatayv meela kilomi chachma shalta alze. Pasuk pshat. A person shouldn't say. Don't say what happened to the good old days. What happened to the days when I felt inspired? What happened to the days when I felt close to Hashem? What happened to the days when I felt a desire to learn Be'amelus? I felt close to my tefillos and my... What happened to those days? That's not a wise question to ask. That's pashut pshat. What does this mean? What's going on here? So the way Rav Simcha Bunim explains. Rav Simcha Bunim explains that a person could never say what happened to those times. Meaning what we all have, each and every one of us, throughout our lives and throughout the year, have times when we feel very close to Hashem, and it's more conducive and it's easier based on our environment, based on the time of the year. Who here can't say that they feel closer to Hashem on a Purim? It's a lot easier. On such a halakha day, and you're involved in avodas hayoyim, and on a Yom HaKippurim, by Kol Nidre, by Ni'ila, and on a Simchas Torah, and as we sit in our Sukkah. And then there are times when just individually we have a certain Hisoyeris, a certain Chizik, and I feel close to Hashem. And then there are times when we don't feel so close to Hashem. There are times when I'm not feeling it, I'm not feeling my tefillahs, I'm not feeling my learning, I'm not feeling... We all go through that. But you shouldn't say such a thing, Kilo Michachma. It's not wise. That's not a wise thing to say. Why not? Sounds like a very posh thing. It sounds like a lot of common sense. It sounds like it's very true. It's very true. Each and every one of us goes through this. Why is that not a wise thing to say? So Simcha Bunim explains, Al toimer mehayu ayamim reshonim shiviyamim reshonim hayatayv meila. Don't say that I had better times. I had times when I was close to Hashem. And I'm yearning to be at those times. Kilo mechachma. You know why it's not wise to say such a thing? Because sha'alta alze. So sha'alta, I say, we learned it first, ki lo mechachma sha'alta, that it's not wise to ask such a thing, right? Sha'alta means to ask, a sha'ela, a question. But what else does sha'ela mean? To borrow. Because you should recognize and realize, and you should be wiser to understand, that those times are borrowed. Those times are borrowed, are alone from the Eibishter. The Eibishter, throughout our year, throughout our lives, gives us time, and whether they're lengthy time periods, and sometimes shorter time periods, and He constantly gives us boosts of chizik, boosts of energy spiritually, to help enlighten us, to help us get close to Him. But we should realize that that's all borrowed. And what's something that's borrowed? Borrowed is temporary. Borrowed is that we don't own it yet. It's up to us to then acquire it. If I'm saying what was then, it's lo mechachma. It's lo mechachma. Because I should realize that's all borrowed. I should realize that it's my fault that I haven't acquired it. That I haven't grabbed on and made the commitment to make a kinyan on that which is only alone. In Tehillim, David HaMelech says in Perek Yudches, Lamaseach le'ever Hashem le'David, Asher diber la'Hashem as divrei Ashira azos. David HaMelech spoke to Hashem the words of this Shira. What did he say? Biyom hitzil Hashem oso mikaf ko'oivav. On the day that Hashem rescued him from the hands, from the palm of his enemies, umiyad shol. And from the hand of Shaul. It's Pashbjad, it's Shaul. Papa Amkus, we could understand what David Melch was saying. That each and every one of us needs to be saved and we need to be davening from our enemies. And that enemies is to recognize that it's not just going to be alone, meaning it, understanding it's alone, but I have to be koinet. Understanding that when the Rabbonu Shalom gives me a certain sense of closeness that's so conducive and easy, whenever that might be, in each and every one of us, we're all different. Some of us, it's a tremendous kumzit, and it's a tish, and it's a shal shudis, and it's a perm, and some of us, it's steiging in the middle of Baba Kama, in a tremendous lamdisha, machlokes rishonim, between Tosfos and the Rashba, whatever it might be. But ultimately, that Zoyris is going to be there for the moment, and gone the next. But I want to be saved from just being a shul. I want to be saved from it being alone. I want to make a commitment that I make a kinyan, I make an acquisition on those moments. On those moments. So what are we saying when we say, perhaps, what are we saying when we're saying, L'David Hashem O'er V'yeshe Achas Shoalti Meis Hashem Oysav Akesh, which seems redundant, so one of them has to mean something else. Achas Shoalti Meis Hashem is a period. It's one idea by itself. Then it's Oisavakish Shifti Beis Hashem Kol Yimei Chayei. This, which I'm going to ask, Shifti Beis Hashem Kol Yimei Chayei. Achas Shoalti Meis Hashem is a recognition of the following. What is Achas? What is Achas? So I'm sure everybody in this room has learned Mesil Shishar. And if I'm making a statement which is not true, then you have a chiv that when we finish learning tonight, when you go home tonight, go and start learning. Go start learning Mesil Shishar. Because how could a Yid, how could a Ben Torah, how could a Ben Hashem not have learned through Mesil Shasharim? Every single one of us. And you don't have to get past Perek Aleph if you don't want. You don't have to get past Perek Aleph. Just learn over and over and over again Chovas Adam Ba'olamo. Your whole life you should be learning Chovas Adam Ba'olamo. There shouldn't be a time in your life where you're not learning Chovas Adam Ba'olamo. You'll be a different person, a different Eved Hashem, and you'll have more Simchas HaChaim in your life, trust me. Because you'll understand what life is about. And you'll be living according to it always. There's no question. I had this chus this past summer to spend the Shabbos Kodesh. It was a very big tzaddik. The second Shabbos I had this chus to spend with him in my life. I feel like already he's a very, very close friend. Just two Shabbosim together with this Yid. His name is Saul Blinkoff. Any of the Chevra know what I'm talking about? It was in DRS when he came for Shabbos? Yeah, some of the Chevra. Saul Blinkoff, a few years ago, how many years ago was that? Maybe 4 years ago, maybe 5 years ago. 3 years ago. Whatever it was, came on a DRS Shabbaton. He was our guest speaker, and then one of the Shabbosim in Camp Dina a few weeks ago. He came for Shabbos to Camp Dina. His daughter is wearing Dina. One of his daughters is close friends with my daughter now. Saul Blinkoff is a extremely successful Disney animator, Disney producer, director on DreamWorks and Disney and all these like big stuff, like all the movies you've all heard of, Mulan, Tarzan, like he's like animating and working on all of them and plenty of other stuff. Incredibly successful individual in that world. And he's a tzaddik yisod olam. He's about tshuva, mamakom shal tshuva, oimdim afil tzaddikim gemurim yev shalamud. So we have to look up to him. What brought him back to Yiddishkeit? What brought him back to authentic Torah observance? You know what brought him back? Emes. I've heard this from him many times. And he was holding it when he told me this a few Shabbos ago. You know what brought him back? This sefer right here. Mesilas Yesharim. That's it, just learning Mesilas Yesharim. He said because his whole life he went to school, he went to college, and he learned about all different things. And no one ever told him, and no one ever discussed with him, no one ever taught him about what the actual purpose of life is. And what's meaningful in life. So he did wherever his heart took him, and he became, and he was excited, he was talented, obviously, and he became very successful. But that's not what life is about. That's just what he does. And he's learned through this sefer, and he continues to learn through his sefer. And I heard this from him, whatever it was, 3-4 years ago, when he spoke in for Dir HaShabbaton. And I'm reacquainted with him, Erev Shabbos Kodesh, a few weeks ago. And what's the first, and how do I know, the first thing he says to me, I go over to him and he's like, you look familiar, where do I know you from? And we start talking. He's like, wait a minute, you're the rabbi of the camp? I'm like, yeah, I've been whatever. You have the Mesil Shasharim Shirim throughout, that you put up once a week. This past summer, I don't know if the Chavar knew, it was to the women, but Baruch Hashem, we gave once a week on Perak Alpes Yisharim. We went through all Perak Alpes Yisharim, Chavis and Balam over the summer. It was incredible. Baruch Hashem. So he's telling me how he listens to them and how much he's gained from them. It's not me, it's just the Torah, it's Mesil Shasharim. But here's a Yid that I remember 4 years ago he's gone through. He hasn't stopped learning Mesil Shasharim. He learns much else also. Now, don't get me wrong, but he hasn't stopped learning Mesil Shasharim. And that's what brought him to be an Eved Hashem and a Ben Taira in the highest of levels. This sefer. So, again, hopefully, well, I know you're all holding it. So what's Mesil Shasharim say in the Akadama? He says, V'inei kasuv oimer, hein yiras Hashem hi chachma. The Pasuk says in Eov, that what's true chachma, wisdom? Yiras Hashem, being in awe of Hashem. V'amru Rav HaSein HaZuchon HaVarach, and the Gemara Shabbat says, hein is achas. Hein is achas. Shekein blush in Yevani, in Greek, korim achas hein. Hare sheyira hi chachma, vi levad chachma. Meaning what? Yiras Hashem is the achas dike chachma. It's the only chachma, it's the one chachma. And therefore there's no chachma without Ian. He explains that's how we have to learn through Mr. Sharm to build your shemayim. Makol b'dei shemayim chos v'yir shemayim. It's a chachma, your shemayim. But we see from here, achas, hein yiras Hashem. And hein is achas. So achas is meramis the yiras Hashem, the Mesil Sharm is telling us. Achas shualti meis Hashem. Achas shualti meis Hashem. There's one thing which is your Shemayim shualti that I've borrowed from Hashem. Hashem gives us moments where I feel very close to Him. To give us that firework, that trigger. But it's only alone. And I'm reminded every time I say Devar Hashem or Vishi, it's up to me now to acquire it. It's up to me now to work on and put it in the Amelus to acquire. Oisavakesh, that's who I want to be. I want it to be not just on loan. I don't want it to be temporary. I want to have it. I want it to be mine. You know, again, Lamashal. It's not Lamashal, it's true. I'll be trying. It's not as Chatayim, it's right. I think this is Emes. I don't care for much Gashmis in this world. Baruch Hashem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, give me bracha where I just don't care for Gashmis in the world. It's probably because I grew up in this neighborhood, so I'm disgusted by it. But that's a whole other discussion for another time. Lemaisa. But one thing I yearn for somehow, and it will only be nisim based on my avod in life, but to have an apartment in Eretz Yisrael, would be the greatest thing in the world. I always think, if I ever did win the lottery, which I can't really win because I don't really play. But if I if I ever did win the lottery, that's like, that's it. That's all that I want. I want an apartment. Hashem, I have the schus to go to Eretz Yisrael often. I love it. To have my own bias, your own place in Eretz Yisrael, until I'm zoicha to live there and be there, and we'll all be bekar of mamish. But to have an apartment in Eretz Yisrael. So, last summer we had the schus to be in Eretz Yisrael with the mishpach, and we stayed, we rented this beautiful apartment in Yerushalayim. It was incredible. It was incredible. But we rented it. It was temporary. Like, I want that to be mine. Like, I really do. I really want that to be mine. I'm not just saying that. I'm telling you, MS. I want that to be mine. You know, a gorgeous apartment in King David Crown. Like, I want that to be mine. I'm being very real. I don't care what type of car I drive. I don't care. But I really do want that to be mine. It'd be incredible. But it's not mine. It's only something that was temporary. When it comes to your Shemayim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Acha Shoalti Meis Hashem, He gives us times and sparks where I feel it and I feel close to Him. But we have to realize and recognize that's only temporary. And even in the moment, it's not going to stick. It's on loan. It's up to us to be koinit. It's up to us. How? First and foremost, you have to want it. You have to really want it. Not just where it's easy. So the guy's going to go next Matzei Shabbos to Yehuda Green, to Slichus, and there's not, I don't mean this in a negative way, it's awesome, it's all. I've never had this close to be by Yehuda Green for Slichus. Every year I think about it, but then like then I think about getting back 5 in the morning, and it's like, it just never happens. But my son's gone, my brother-in-law goes, my brother obviously goes. It's like, and it's you see, we've also, if you've been there, you've seen the video, it's like, mamish, it's exciting, and it's full of chizik, and full of esoiris, and wherever, even I, it's awesome. But you have to realize in the moment, it's only a she'ela. It's even if I'm doing it, some people are not even doing it right. They're just dancing and singing. They could be there. They could be in some club somewhere else. It's all the same. But even those of us that are doing it right, so you're connecting to your Shemayim, but it's only she'ela. And you have to know that in the moment that I need to acquire it. The first step is wanting to acquire it. I want this with me always, not just in these moments that it's a she'ela. And that's why She'ela is Gematria 346, which is exactly Gematria Ratzon. It's exactly Gematria Ratzon. Because the She'ela, recognizing that it's only She'ela, should create a desire, a Ratzon, to want it always. And to keep it always. And how do I do that? I have to work on myself. And I have to work on myself through Tshuva, through Tfila, through Tztaka. I have to put in my Amelis. It doesn't happen easily. I have to put in Avoida, Tshuva, Tfila, Tztaka. So listen to this. If you take She'ela, it's tremendous. Ready? Oh, you can't make this stuff up. You take She'ela, it's Gematria 346, as we just said. But I don't want it to be a She'ela. I don't want it just to be alone. I want to make a Kinyan on it. I want to acquire it, right? So Kinyan is Gematria 210. So what's the difference to go, what's the difference from a She'ela to a Kinyan? From 346 Gematria to 210, is what? 136. And those of us who know Gematria a little bit know that Tshuva, Tefillah, Tzedakah, if you look in your Machzer, a lot of the Machzerim have it, right on top, Tshuva, Tefillah, Tzedakah is Keneged, Kol, Tzayim, and Mammon, right? Kol is our Tefillah, Tzayim is Tshuva, and Tzedakah is Mammon, because Kol is Gematria 136. Tzayim, Tefest, is Gematria 136. Mammon is Gematria 136. I mean, the difference, if you want to take from She'ela and make a Kinyan, it has to be Tshuva, Tefillah, Tzedakah. It has to be Kol, Tzayim, and Mammon. It has to be real hard work. It has to be that recognition that I don't want it to be alone. I want it to be part of me. But I was thinking about it deeper. What really can we do? What practice? Okay, this is all beautiful, and okay, we all talk about doing tshuva and davening better and tzedakah and to make a kinyan on that feeling of closeness to Hashem. But what one specific area specifically that I can't talk enough about, and specifically as we start, most of us, maybe this past week, maybe this upcoming week, some of them, this new zman and new el zman in yeshiva, and even those of us that are not in yeshiva, it's el zman, it's a new zman of yeshiva. We're in yeshiva, we have to be in yeshiva our whole lives. In whatever way we make yeshiva. We never leave yeshiva. So So I was thinking about it. This whole Torah reminded me of a famous Torah that you all know. In Parshas Naso, I heard this Torah first from Rav Meir Twersky, Shlita, the Rashiva of NYU, when I was an NC Tzvai Kolal, the summer of 2000, 18 years ago, my first summer married. I was there with my wife. It was Rav Meir Twersky's first summer in NC Tzvai Kolal, together with Rav Shechter's first summer in NC Tzvai Kolal. Happened to be the last summer they ever had in Efrat, which was the most beautiful place in the world to have NC Tzvai Kolal. It was incredible. It was incredible. And so he said over once on a Lel Shabbos Tish, the following Torah. And I'm sure this is Chazara for most of us. He says, in Parshas Naso, so Rashi there is asked, Lama Nismichlis Parshas Naso, Parshas Soita. Why do we have the juxtaposition of the parish of the Nazir right after the parish of the Sota? And we all know the Chazal, Ko'aroya Sota B'gula, anyone who sees a Sota in her destruction, Yazir Atamo Meneyayin will become a Nazir. So he asked the famous question. I'm sure some of you have seen this in other Svarim as well, but he asked, I don't understand. Someone who saw Mamish a Sota, saw the miracle, imagine to see, imagine Mamish see someone's stomach blow up because she drank a little water, her stomach blow up, and realize it's because she cheated. That's a person that needs to refrain from wine so they don't get drunk and cheat. That's a person that should be so inspired to never chas v'shalom fall in such a way, seeing what could happen with your own eyes, should never need to take any step. So he said, as we all know, the moments of inspiration is this Torah, are all moments of acha sho'alti. It's borrowed. In that moment, it feels that way. But by the time we wake up in the morning, it's all forgotten. Mamish, most of us, the day after Yom Kippur, can't even remember Ne'ilah. The day after, let's be real. By this point in our lives, that Ma'ariv is still good. It used to be that Ma'ariv wasn't even good. It used to be that way. Now we still can hold stark for the Ma'ariv. For the Ma'ariv, because we know that Ma'ariv after sold stark. It's Ma'ariv, it's like right after Ne'ilah. But by Shacharis, forget about it. It's a Shacharis like any other Shacharis. Any other Shacharis. It's there, it's borrowed. So it's in that moment they have to become another. What that means, so Torah, he said, and most explained, in the moment of inspiration, you have to take a Kabbalah. You have to make a change that's going to stick with you. And through that change, it can remind you of the moment as well. But that will be a concrete change in a person's life. But I want to say it a little differently tonight. Kadosh Baruch Hu brought me a big, big matana. He said as follows. So you have to become a Nazir. That answer is you have to become a Nazir. So if we want to make sure that our moments of She'ela become a moment of Kinyan, have to become a Nazir. That's what Chazal's teaching us, right? We can't become a Nazir. There's no Nazirus Bisman Hazeh. We can't become a Nazir. We're going to become a Nazir, a real Nazir. So it came to me as follows. See, I had to smile. Nazir is Gematria 267. Nazir is Gematria 267. So first, the Chevra knows when it comes to Gematria with me, I try not to spend too much time. It's whatever Kadosh Baruch Hu brings me, Siyata Shemaya, to think about, and I write it down. If it works, it works. And if it's the same, and if not, then I move on and forget it. And go back to learning. So Nazir is 267. So write what came to me to write down, Emes, was Amol Kol El. To be Amol B'Torah, to toil in Torah, to put our effort into our learning, Amol Kol El. That's what Akim brought me. Amol Kol El. So I added up Amol Kol El, excited, thinking hopefully it was a big matana. Again, Nazir is 267. Amol Kol El is 257. Forget it. But then it hit me. Why am I saying Amol Kol El? What about Aser Shmei Tshuva? We need to be Amol, not just Kol El. You have to be Amol Kol El, and plus Aser Shmei Tshuva. So Amol Kol El is Gematria 257, plus the 10 for plus 10 because you have each day of Aseret Metshuva, Amu Kolelo plus the 10 days of Aseret Metshuva, exactly Gematria Nazir. Exactly Gematria Nazir. But Bamas, what's it mean? What am I trying to say? The most important change we can make, and the most important way to be koine the she'ela, is bekinyan shel amelos betara. It's cool, gematria, no? But emes. But the most important is hashiveinu avinu l'sar secha. If I want to turn the exciting moments of she'ela into moments of kinyan, I have to be someone who's amel betara. I have to be someone who cares to be koveit mal Torah. I have to be someone that no matter what is going to be moisir nefesh for Torah every single day of my life. The inspirational, exciting times, they're going to come and go. The Svarim and the Torah is there no matter what for us. And that relationship with Hashem through it is there no matter what for us. And that's going to be the kinyan of that Rakeshar Shal Kayama with the Rabboni Shalom. That's transformative. I said this over last night, I want to repeat. I've said it over before from Rav Shalom Shadran. Such a, if you want a beautiful sefer in Elul to learn, to be mechazik, kol do di do feik by Rav Shalom Shadran. It's incredible. So there's a little piece on the tshuva of Torah. We know Torah is compared to fire. Halo kedivrei esh no'om Hashem. Why is Torah compared to fire? It says there are a lot of forces in nature that are very powerful. Wind is very powerful. Mamish, you can have a hurricane knock down buildings with the wind. Water is very powerful. We all, in this community and others, went through Sandy and saw the power of water and what water can do. He says, well, wind destroys. And could take down a building, but the building still just, now it's rubble. But it doesn't become wind. And when water soaks a place and destroys it from the water damage, it doesn't become water, the other entities. But when fire engulfs something, and fire takes over, the whole entity becomes fire. The whole house could become one big medura. It's all fire. It becomes fire. Hello, Kedivration of Hashem. Torah is committed to fire. Because when you learn Torah, it's transformative. We become Torahdik. We become different. We're one with Hashem through that Torah. I make a kinyan, I'm a different person. It's not just a she'ela of the feeling of closeness to Hashem. It's a kinyan of the feeling of closeness to Hashem. Uri Zohar. Uri Zohar was one of the... He is one of the greatest Baal Kirovs in the world in Eretz Yisrael. He was a big movie star years ago, Baal Tshuva in Eretz Yisrael. And he was once asked, what's the best way to do Kirov? What's the best way to bring people back to Avodas Hashem? So you think, have them for your Shabbos Suda, invite them for your Purim Suda, Chves Nish. He said, set up a Chavrusah with them in Baba Kama. That's the best way. Learn Torah with them. Hashiveinu Avinu Sar Secha. Sitting and learning Torah is the most transformative avodah of our lives. And that's where we make the kinyan, where it's not just about the high highs. It's constant, it's consistent. It's my life, my relationship with Hashem. And will have an effect on all the time in my life. And the rest of my day, if I'm maaseh nefesh for Torah. But it's going to get harder. As you move on in life, and you have so many more responsibilities, and you have a wife, and you have children, and you have a job, and if you're not moister nefesh for Torah, there's no chance. If you're not waking up 5 in the morning, or going to sleep 2 in the morning, or, it's, trust me. So those who are not at that stage of life have to be moister nefesh now. Not just learning when it's only conducive. You have to teach yourself to be moister nefesh for Torah, so that it can make kinyan on that relationship with Hashem. Through beating that nazir, staying away from everything else and making sure to have time for Torah. And that's what that nazir is. Because Torah is the most eternal thing there is. Nobody can ever take that away. You don't have to wait for the moment. You don't have to wait for the exciting time and for the she'ela from the Eibishter. I said over the story last night, but I want to repeat. I'm still so moved from this story that I read recently. There was a Yid before the Holocaust in Germany, a young boy, his name was Mati. And Mati loved learning. Mati loved steiging. And before his bar mitzvah, he asked if his father could set him up with a lamdan to teach him to learn more Torah. And he set him up with his Rav Leibel. And they learned together, and they went to brachas together. And before his bar mitzvah, this Rav Leibel taught him his pshatel to say over. They went through to say over a real lamdish pshatel. And he said it over, unbelievably, but it was very close. It was when times were getting bad already in Europe. And Mati and his family were Zoyche, Baruch Hashem, before anything really started to get out and to come to America. And he settled in Monsi and was a big Ben Torah and lived his children, Baruch Hashem. But he always wondered whatever happened to his Rebbe, Rav Leibel. And he heard over the years, he tried to do research and he found out that he survived. So Kaddish Dikku Yidu survived. And somehow he made his way to France. Mati, years later, was going to France to give a lecture in Strasbourg, France, and he heard that's exactly where Rav Leibel lived. And he gets there and he asked all around, and he found out recently Rav Leibel left. And he went to another city in France, Marseille. A few years later, he finds himself in that city. Finds out Rav Leibel just left again. His whole life, he wants to see his Rebbe Rav Leibel again, and he's always moving. Where'd he go now? To Eretz Yisrael. In 1995, Mati made his way to Eretz Yisrael. 55 years after learning with his Rebbe. And he bumps into someone from the Alterheim, from Germany, and they're talking. Somehow Rav Leibel comes up, he says, "Oh, Rav Leibel, yeah, he's still alive, he's gesund stark. He lives in Telstone, he's in his mid-80s. And somehow he works on it and he has to find a relative and gets his number. And Mati finally has his number. And he's calling his Rebbe Rav Leibel after 55 years. And his mom is trembling inside as he dials the numbers and an alter yid picks up the phone and he starts saying, "Is this Rav Leibel? Is Rav Leibel? My name's Mati, I don't know if you remember." And Rav Leibel says, "I'm sorry, I don't know who you are." Mamish didn't remember. He didn't remember. He didn't remember and he was destroyed. Mati was destroyed. And he starts to give him different things about his life and he didn't remember. He said, "I'm so sorry." Mati's about to hang up the phone and tears start streaming down his cheeks. His whole life he's waiting to see his Rebbe again, to speak to his Rebbe again. His Rebbe doesn't remember. He's about to hang up the phone with tears coming down his cheeks. Something told him to do this, he doesn't even know why. He starts to tell over the pshatl. He starts to tell over his bar mitzvah pshatl. And he's telling over the bar mitzvah pshatl, word for word, he remembered mommy's word for word of the pshatl. Torah, every single word of the Torah. And he's telling it over with tears streaming down his cheeks, and after the first minute or two, Rav Leibel screams from the other line, "Mati, is that you? Mati! I remember!" And they set up to meet. And the embrace and the tears. You can imagine his mamish like Yaakov Avinu meeting Yosef HaTzadik. And they spent a long time talking, reminiscing, reminding. You see, the Nazis were able to destroy much. They were able to destroy a lot in this world. But Torah is nitzchias. Torah is eternal and can never be destroyed. That kesher shel kayama with the Rebbeinu Shel, that kesher shel kayama with each other can never be destroyed. And if we're one with Torah, we're always going to be one with Hashem. And we're going to always be one with each other. And it's that which makes that kinyan in our relationship with Hashem. You know, in Parashat Vayelech, there's a pasuk that many look at as the worst of klalos in all of Torah. V'anoichi haster haster panai. That Hashem is going to conceal Himself from us. What's the answer when we feel that Hashem is concealed? What's the answer when we say that Hashem is concealed? When we feel that Hashem is no longer here? When I don't feel the moment of She'ela? The very next pasuk. So you know what you have to do? Ve'ata kisvu lechem es hashira zos. Ve'lamda es b'nei Yisrael sim v'fiyem. Learn Torah. Learn Torah. There are times in our life when the Eitahara makes us feel distant from Hashem. Barasi Eitahara, barasi loy Torah tavlin. If you look in the fifth parak in Mesil Shesharim, and we all know this, but he says it so beautifully. That's what the Mesil Shesharim is, as he says in his Akdama. He's just there to remind us all that we know. Ki abaris baruch shemo shabari Eitahara ba'adam. Hu shabara Torah tavlin lo. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created our Yetzer Hara. He's the one who created the Yetzer Hara. We all have the Yetzer Hara that pulls us away from Him and pulls us to be involved in temptations that help us forget that He's in our lives and help us forget the moments of loan, of excitement. But He gave us also the tavlin. Baras Yetzer Hara, baras the Torah tavlin. V'nei pashutu, it's very pashut. If Hashem only created for this makkah, this refuah, so it's clear there's no other answer. There's only this refuah. And someone who thinks he's going to be saved from other ways, mistaken. And he's only going to understand it when he dies from his sin. Every one of us has a very strong Yetzer. Without us knowing, he rolls over and takes us. Then you try all the tactics in the world, but you don't take the medicine that was created for it. A person has strep throat and amoxicillin is a cure, and you go and you take Advil. You know what it's going to do for you? Nothing. Maybe momentary feels good, but what's it going to do for you overall? You're not taking the proper refuah. And what's the proper refuah whenever we fall? What's the proper refuah whenever we feel distant? There's only one. Shehiya Torah k'moshe kasafti. Lo yedav lo yargish b'tikbor eschel yo'ala k'shiyamet b'chetav tov v'nishmas. If you don't take it, you only recognize it, you only know it when you die. L'mazeh doma l'choyle. You have a sick person. He goes to doctors, and the doctors say, take the following medication. And this guy, without knowing anything about medicine, he says, I'm not going to take that medication. I'm going to take what I want to take. He's definitely going to die. Kein adavar hazeh beruchnias. Ki ein mi shemaker b'chol yeitar b'kocho amut b'vo el boru shabaro. Who knows and who understands the Yetzer Hara? Only Hashem, who is the one who created it. And He's already warned us and told us that the only way is Torah. Someone's going to say and take something else and he's going to live? Surely that person, the materialism, the luxuries of the world are going to darken your life. Step by step, you're not even going to understand it. Until you're absorbed and absolved into that bed. You're so far from Emes. Even nothing's going to help you search and find Emes. But if we're Osik B'Torah, and you see its ways properly, its commandments and its warnings, that will bring you in the end for sure to Yisoyrus and bring you to the proper Derech. Checkmate, that's it. Only Torah is going to make that Kenyan. Only Torah is Hashiveinu Avinu Sarasecha. There is no other answer. And that Torah is wherever we are. And the Torah is in every situation and every place of life. Every environment we're in, the Svarim could be wherever we are. We'll end with a story which I've shared before. I think about it all the time. I heard this from Rabbi Moshe Benovitz. It was when he was in KBY. When he was in Karen Biavne. So one of his friends there was leaving Karen Biavne for the final time. And the minog was then that whenever someone would leave Karen Biavne, so the chevra would get together in Malav and escort him and sing and dance the person out. So this person, if you've been by Karen Biavne, it's a very big campus, a very beautiful campus, and there are different dorms. You can drive up to the different dorms. So the taxi is there by the dorm of this guy who's about to leave, and all the bachrim, all the chevra is there waiting to sing him and Malav him. And everyone's there, and the bags are there, but he's gone, and he's nowhere to be seen. And the taxi driver, you know, he has no savlonus, he has no patience. He's like, you know how it is over there. He's already getting all upset, fidgety. And they're looking all over. They can't find him. And they go into the Chadoichel, and they go into the, everywhere, Beis Medrash, the library. Can't find him anywhere. Finally, a few guys find him upstairs in the Beis Medrash. If you've ever been Karim Biyavna, it's supposed to learn in this upstairs in the Beis Medrash. There's like where the Ezra's Nashim is, but it's also guys learn over there. And against the wall, they have all the Svarim of the first Rosh Hashiva, Chaim Yachid Goldbach, Lechert Tzad, the Kaddish Baruch. All of his Svarim against the wall. And this Bachar was there with his arms outstretched against the wall, clutching the Svarim, tears streaming down his cheeks, saying, "I need you, I need you, I can't be without you." He was so afraid to leave. He didn't want to go because of all that he's become and all that he's grown into through Torah. Aber he was wrong. Because all those same Svarim we have here as well. And all those same Svarim you can have in your own home. And the same Shas, and the same Tanakh, and the same Mesil Shorim that we learned in Yeshiva in Eretz Yisrael, or Yeshiva in America, wherever it is, we can learn our entire lives. And that relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu is nitzchius, is eternal. And that's the Torah that we connect to, and that's the kinyan that we can make on that that's lent us. Yes, it's true, we all need the spark once in a while of the hislavas and the excitement. That's the achashualti, the once in a while where HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us Yerushalayim on loan, that we need once in a while, just to bring us to that level, to want, to build the ratzon, which is Gematria Sheila, in order to sit and learn, and to shtayg, and make the kinyan on the relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Mirtz Hashem, we should be zoicha, as we say every day, Acha Shalti Meis Hashem, Ois Vakesh, to remember our avoid to make a kinyan in Torah, a kinyan in our relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and then we zoicha, to ksivach simetoyva, a good event jar, a year of simcha, a year of bracha, a year of refuah, and Yeshua, and geula for every single one of us, and all of Klal Yisrael. Amen.